Nou, doe je maar eens. Every note has to have a different sonority. And I feel old. It's heavy and monotonous and it's not good. It's a song. It's a song. La 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 la. No. You are fascinated by the note, how it is written. No. See the meaning. La 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 la. Always. It's gay. This is a very gay movement. Very gay, wonderfully. Don't do never the same sonority. Never. Something has to or down or up. Always. It's not ta ra 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 ra. No. La ra 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 him pom. La ra 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 him pom. Character. Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything. I hear the notes, yes. But the notes have no interest if you don't give the character and very well. Now, let us play the fugato now. Very important, very, very important. One. It isn't good. It isn't gay. It isn't good. La 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 la. No, it has no, that the first note has no life. La 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 la. One. Good. No. You do it. Ta la 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 la. One. The first note has no. The first note has no life. La 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 la. I think that you could begin not so much in the point of the bow. La 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 la. When I sing it with my voice, I have no voice, but I give the accents, and you see how variety. La 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 la. La. Now.
Bach is my best friend.
Bach is forever, and nobody will reach the greatness and the profoundness and the diversity of Bach. He is the god of music, the image of what I dream in music and what I say in music.
Mendelssohn said the terrifying Bach. What a temperament, what a volcanic temperament. But in every style, in every feeling, Bach is exuberant.
when I played the suite's fourth cello alone for the first time in Germany, the purists said that this was not Bach, and the others said that it was a real discovery. Now, the Bach at that time was played like an exercise, without any real musical meaning. They were afraid to put something in it. They were afraid. And even now, many of the artists of today are afraid to play Bach because they have accepted the bad theory that the music of Bach is objective. And it is the contrary, absolutely the contrary. It's the freest and the more poetic, the more everything.
I advise the young musicians not to fear Bach.
The purists are scandalized because I do that. Because it seems that in the Bach times, the staccato didn't exist. The purists, at least for one century, thanks to the bad tradition, the German tradition, Bach was a professor, that he knew very well his counterpoint and his fugue and nothing else. How beautiful, how lovely, gay, Bach. Bach, the Herr Professor. No, he loved everything, every feeling, every lovely, tragic, dramatic, poetic, everything, every feeling. The most profound of every feeling now. I think it's ridiculous to try to play Bach today with the old instruments. Bach had to write for those instruments because he hadn't other instruments. Bach has written so many things for wind instruments. The wind instruments at that time were all out of tune. Now we have modern systems that the wind instruments can play in tune. I think that the piano can be much more expressive than a clavicembalo. Well then, why not to accept the music of Bach with the piano?
Bach never says a useless thing, something always so important.
Yes, Bach is universal and has said in music everything that we desire in life. This is Bach, the greatest fantasy, the greatest liberty. We need liberty. The first thing, the man has to have liberty. This is why I don't conceive a country with a dictator. I have visited countries that have a regime without liberty. And countries that I have known since the beginning of my career. Countries that were wonderful and producing wonderful people, wonderful. Now I have found the people of those countries dead. I haven't seen in a few weeks that I have been there, I haven't seen one person in the street or in the hotel or in the concert hall smiling. And those are the countries in which there is no liberty.
Liberty, wonderful word, wonderful, but honor also.
I don't conceive in art or in life, liberty without order, or anything that the human being needs without order. In music, I say democracy with order, independence with order. Absolute independence is a bad thing. If I want to be independent, I will not think of what my neighbor thinks or what my neighbor needs. And this is bad. We ought to think that we are one of the leaves of a tree, and the tree is all humanity. We can't live without the others, without the tree. So we must think of the whole thing, by intelligence. And naturally, when there is intelligence, there is law. I am a musician. A musician is a human being with all the attributes and obligations from and to mankind. A musician, as every man, has the right of action following his conscience. Every man has a conscience. A man is conscious of his acts and responsible. One can be a very good man and in certain circumstances be feeble. I am a Catalan. I am also a Spaniard. First, I am a Catalan. And my country has suffered so much. Now, is it natural for an artist or for a man to forget that? The only thing that I can say is that when one is in trouble, one looks for his friends. For those who have remained faithful. I arrived in Prague in time to receive Spaniards pursued by the army by the different ways in the mountains. There were 600,000. This was in 39. It was the saddest and the most horrible thing that I have seen in my life. And after that, it began my work in the camps of concentration, you know, in France. So I dedicated my time and my everything to those people. I think that if I have done one thing in my life well, it was that.
My cello is my only weapon.
So I said, no more. I don't play anymore.
I love all the countries. I love America. I love America. I love Russia. I love every country, every human being. But I condemn the politics of many of those countries.
Wars are such a devilish thing. You see, your government says, go and kill. Well, you don't want to kill anybody when you have to go. It's terrible, it's horrible. I was 20 years in Prague of my exile. Alexander Schneider came to Prague, inviting me to come to the United States and play. I said to him, I have decided not to play anymore during this time of trouble. Then he proposed to me to have music in Prague. If you don't want to come with us, the musicians of the United States will come to you. I said to him, well, this is another thing. I accept. And we had a whole festival dedicated to Bach. A wonderful festival.
Mm-hmm.
I did play for Kennedy because I admired and loved him. And also to have the opportunity of talking with him and say to him my confidence. I played at the United Nations and I gave a message there because I thought it was the best place to manifest my desire for peace. If at my age I have come here today, it is not because anything has changed in my moral attitude or in the restrictions that I have imposed upon myself and my career as an artist for all these years. But because today all else becomes secondary in comparison to the great and perhaps mortal danger threatening all humanity. The extraordinary scientific discoveries of our century are now being exploited for the construction of instruments of monstrous destructiveness. Confusion and fear have invaded the whole world. Misunderstood nationalism, fanaticism, political dogmas, and lack of liberty and justice are feeding mistrust and hostility that make the collective danger greater every day. The anguish of the world caused by the continuation of nuclear danger is increasing every day. How I wish that there could be a tremendous movement of protest in all countries that would impress those who have the power to prevent this catastrophe. In order to resolve their problems, the conflicting forces must regard as the basis for their discussions the inhumanity and uselessness of war felt by all those who are not living in unconsciousness. All those who believe in the dignity of man should act to bring about a deeper understanding among peoples and a sincere rapprochement between conflicting forces. The United Nations today represents the most important hope for peace. Let us give it all power to act for our benefit. Music. This marvelous universal language, understood by everyone, everywhere, ought to be a source of better communication among men. This is why I make a special appeal to my fellow musicians everywhere, asking each one to put the purity of his art at the service of mankind for the peace that we all desire and wait for.
I think that the whole world wants the same thing and needs the same thing and claims for the same thing. And it is up to the governments to interpret the desire of the people.
I came to Puerto Rico in 56. From that moment began the idea of giving my work for peace in the entire world. And this is what I am doing. The song of the birds is a Catalan folk song, so beautiful that I always think that Bach and Beethoven would have admired for its beauty
for its form. In exile, I said, when I shall begin again, I will play that Catalan song at the end of my program, everywhere. And I did.
Where I go, Catalonia is always with me. I have played that hundreds of times. And every time I'm so moved. Because with it, it comes all the tragedy of my country.